On the shores of southern Italy, each day brings a new wave of migrants and more harrowing tales of extreme suffering. The Italian Coast Guard rescued 70 people from a rubber dinghy off the island of Lampedusa Friday. Many were suffering from severe burns, including young children.
They told us that they were in one of the places where traffickers hold migrants and refugees before placing them on boats. And a gas cylinder exploded and killed several people and injured many others. The traffickers would not allow them to leave and reach the hospital, so they did not get treatment for a few days. And then they were put on a boat, in fact, on a rubber dinghy.
In Palermo, police arrested 15 migrants over claims that several Christian asylum seekers had been thrown overboard by a group of Muslim men. The flow continues unabated. 13,000 arrivals in 1 week alone. Authorities say they are overwhelmed.
We have already provided hospitality to lots of migrants, but never this many with such a high percentage of infectious diseases. So we've had to keep people here to treat them before we can send them on.
More than 450 migrants are thought to have drowned in the past week. Migrant support groups say the risk of dying has risen 50-fold compared to last year. Italy has demanded help from the European Union. Rome's foreign minister blamed the exodus of refugees on the chaos in Libya and said drastic action may be required, including airstrikes against terror groups in Libya.
We need to take care of this emergency, not as a single country, but as a union.
The European Union's Commissioner for Migration says progress is being made.
By the end of May, Europe, for the first time, will have a comprehensive, holistic policy on migration.
That's not enough, says Amnesty International's Gauri van Gulik.
What we need is a multinational, concerted humanitarian effort that actually patrols the seas in the areas where people are drowning, which is not happening right now, and a focus on search and rescue, with trained people, with boats that are equipped to handle this.
Those who do survive often find their dreams of a new life shattered. In Greece, the first country of arrival for migrants coming from Turkey, conditions in detention centres are notoriously dire. Athens says it has simply run out of money, so it's letting the migrants go free.
The people were living in indescribable barbarity because the centres did not have basic needs, and most of them were being held illegally.
Migrants' rights groups warn the overwhelming numbers in Greece and Italy are stoking nationalist anti-immigrant tensions. But at sea, the decrepit boats continue to bring thousands of new arrivals every day. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.